bet it is. Good morning, my friends. Coming up a Tuesday here, April 14th. Been excited for this segment. I get to talk with one of the busiest retired people I've ever met. I mean, being retired to this guy is a full-time job. Greg Giroux with Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah.
The retirement part? There's no paid time off. You just got to keep going.
You just got to keep going. Yep. You are like, well, one of the busiest retired people I've ever met.
And it's the fun side of things.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it on your terms.
Well, I get to pick and choose. Yeah. Right. And which is really nice.
Well, hey, you got a biggie coming up here in May.
Yep, we do.
Actually, back up the High Camp Derby.
Yeah.
That went well?
That went very well.
Okay.
We had, don't quote me on that, we had couple hundred kids show up, you know, parents, grandparents, and all of that, and went through quite a bit of food. You realize the size of High Camp Pond. It isn't that big, but we weighed in or measured over 200 fish. And
in that little pond.
In that little pond. I have to assume that some of them were, it's all catch and release, so the fish went back in. They probably got re-caught and re-measured, you know, different people and so on, but in total, it was over 200 fish that came out of there to go in and get measured.
That is incredible. You had good weather for that, too, didn't you?
We had a great day. Yeah. The nice part about it, it's down in a little swale. So if you do get some wind, it kind of blows over the top of you. So it isn't quite so bad, even on a windy day.
Yeah. So that's a perfect place to have this tournament.
Yep. And the High Camp crew does just a super job for us. You know, that's the best partnership we've had in many years.
Great to hear that.
Yeah.
And you got another one. Now we go from the ice to the open water.
It's open water. And this one is the Vince Herding Derby. And it's targeted at young people again, boys and girls, age 18 and under. We're located out at the Kidder Rec area, and if you know where that is, the north side of Wapton. Saturday, May 2nd. Fishing starts at 9, goes through noon. There's a casting contest and food and prizes starting at noon. You know, you come on out and you can fish, you can cast, and you can eat.
And you get a good turnout for this. I mean, you know,
yeah,
the weather's decent. You really do get a good...
on a really good day, we're in the 200 range again for kids. Yeah.
So how do you wrangle 200 kids all in one place with fishing rods?
I'm not in charge.
Well, that's when you retire,
Rich,
right?
Becky Truesdell are really heading this up. And if you know Becky, that's Vince's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she really dives in with both feet on this one. I tell you what. They do just a super job.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it enough. They've been mentored by Vince as far as how it was handled before. And they just pick it up and go with it. And it's run very well.
Love hearing
it's
that.
It's a smooth day, you know, and we see a lot of kids, a lot of fish, and a lot of smiles.
I love that. Well, and that's kind of what you're about, you know, when it comes to stuff like this and the hunts, too, and taking them out into the field, too.
Yep. The one thing that keeps me going, and I've got this picture in my mind, is this little blonde-haired boy came in, and he's carrying this fish. And the fish is bigger than he is, and the smile is bigger than the fish.
I love it.
And that's what keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a perfect picture.
Would you say that's the best part of your job?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. The kids come out to have some fun. We get them out of the house. They enjoy some of the outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do, pass on the outdoor heritage.
You've got, and you do it well, believe me. And you think of the amount of kids that have been through there. You know, your junior wildlife, everything, the amount of kids that you've brought into, you know, the outdoors, hunting and fishing. I mean, it's what a great pay it forward.
Yeah. It's during my tenure with the club, I was out of town for a few years and then I came back. But it's been thousands of kids.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be because when you think about some of the fishing activities, you know, you multiply that, you know, it doesn't take long when you get 200 kids showing up.
Well, and you figure they're passing that on to their children.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
so.
We have people that are now coming out and volunteering to help that were
part of that.
That were participating years ago, and they got the bug.
Yeah.
So we're glad to see that.
So what else is going on this summer? You've got Vince Herding. What else is happening?
We've got Vince Herding. For the Sportsman's Club itself, this coming Thursday, we have an annual banquet and recognize some of the work that the club members have done and people that support the club that are not members. We also recognize some of that.
Okay.
I knew that was going to
see,
happen.
You are busy. People calling you. We're on the air.
I knew that was
calling back.
Happen.
We're on the air.
I will do that. So anyway, that's April 16th, and we're down at the Hughes Shelter. Social is 6, meal 6:30, and we've got awards and speakers, and it's a fun night, primarily for the members of the club and to recognize some of the things that they do, and it's just a good evening. We've had a couple of speakers that came in that, because of that one time, we've been a supporter from them. And one of them is it's a veteran hunt, a veterans deer hunt that they hold up in the Cheyenne grasslands every year. And we've been partner with them for a number of years, and that's just a phenomenal thing. They take disabled veterans, and they've got whatever that person needs in order to participate.
And what they want to do, they will accommodate.
Yep.
Wow, so that is cool.
We're involved with them, and we've got some other partnerships that have developed over the years, and it's just been a great thing for the club.
Right. Well, and you're doing a lot of great things, and that's why people love to support you. How many members do you have in the club, Greg? Ballpark.
Ballpark, 150, 170 okay. in there that, yeah. you know, are registered, but, you know, you put the word out and other people show up. We've had people come up to us and say, hey, I'm available. Can I help you at the smoker or mm-hmm. something like that? I've had people that I have absolutely no idea who they are that show up and say, hey, I want to help.
Right.
You know, so.
And you know you by name. It's just,
well, yeah.
Well, that's Greg.
Yeah. That,
and you're going, please help me with something here to recognize.
You?
Yeah.
I have no
right
idea.
Right there with you.
Yeah. Got one more thing coming up.
Sure.
We have our Junior Wildlife Club. And this is the April activity. We're going over to the Prairie Wetlands Learning Center over in Fergus Falls. If you want to go, there's a sign up on the website. Go under the events tab, and you can get signed up there. The bus will leave about 5 o'clock on April 27th. You should be back roughly around 9 o'clock. And they go over and go through the wetlands, go through some of the tours over there.
That's a neat place.
Oh, it is.
It really
is.
It is.
It's a lot of fun, and I've been over there a couple times, and yeah, that's you walk in and it's like, wow, you know, and you're always going to learn something when you go over there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with learning a few.
Oh, heavens no.
And, well, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but June 3rd.
Oh, June 3rd.
June 3rd,
oh, yeah.
You got something going on.
This is, we're also partnered with the local shooting ranges. There's the one north of Breck, and there's one north of Morton. June 3rd for the one in Morton, open shooting starts, and that's a Wednesday night. It goes every Wednesday through the summer, through the end of August. It could be open. You could sign up for a league if you wanted to, or you come out and just shoot a few rounds.
Mm-hmm.
This is all clay target trap. So it's open every Wednesday for league, non-league, any age. If you're a young person that comes out and you have not had your hunter safety, your parents need to be with you, but you can certainly come out and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Flip the page.
Doesn't stop there.
No. Okay. This is our other shooting range, which is Head of the Red Gun and Archery, which is north of Breck. They're opening on May 3rd, and they're open Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay.
And I've gone out there a number of times, and it's really nice because when I go to Morton, I end up working on something. When I go to Head of the Red, I get to shoot. And
there.
Just enjoy.
There. Yeah, right. Best of both worlds.
Oh,
Greg
yeah.
Drew.
Yep. And it's a good place.
Right.
I know the guys that work out there. They have trap and skeet and five stand, and then there's also archery, and there's a really good shooting range out there, many range, many distances out there. So
very nice location.
Absolutely. Yep.
And one more thing quickly, and well, this is way ahead of ourselves.
This is way ahead of ourselves. This is into September already, but I'm going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking about this more often. But Joe Pekarski, which is north of Morton, has a turkey shoot every year, and that coincides with the Labor Day holiday. This is Labor Day Monday, September 7th, and we start at noon, and I help out there. Sometimes it's 10, 11 o'clock before I get home. It's a full day.
Yeah.
And it is a ball. You come out, have some fun. I've gone out there, get set up. Usually I'm there by 11, and there's tents set up. People are out there camping for the day. You know,
That's incredible.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one that's coming up, and I do not know the date right now, and that's Head of the Red. They have one that's called Clays of Glory.
And I remember talking about that. Yeah,
that's coming up. I got to get some more information on that, and then we'll talk some more about that one, too.
Sounds good. Greg right. Giroux.
So, the big one.
Yeah, Red, repeat that.
Yeah, one more time. Here we go. Yeah, May.
See, I get him going.
May 2nd. I know. Yeah, May 2nd. This is the Vince Herding Spring Youth Fishing Derby. And the fishing starts at 9 o'clock. Come down, get registered. Fishing through noon. There's a casting contest, 11 to noon. And then right around the noon hour, we have food and we give out prizes and trophies.
Going to be a good time. And
come on.
Got it on our promo sheets, too, so we're going to keep talking about this.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
All the kids, 18 and under, come on down, have some fun, get out of the house, enjoy some fishing. And we'll feed you on the same day.
Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Always a pleasure, my friend. Be well. Enjoy that retirement.
Okay.
Yeah, funny stuff. 9:51 here, the voice of the Valley. Good morning.
It's going to be funky.